Blessed Sunday afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon po. Tayo po ay tumayo as we prepare our hearts to worship our God. Sabi po sa Luke 10, "And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people.'" Kaya tayo ay naririto ngayon because we have that great joy in our hearts. Amen? As we receive Christ, Jesus, our Lord and Savior. So it's not just salvation. Kaakibat nun is yung kasiyahan na nakikita, na darama. Pakitingnan nga yung katabi mo. Can you sense that joy in her? Amen? Talaga naman. We don't say naman that we don't experience sadness or sorrows and grief. Pero we know, we are encouraged that despite all this, we have always that joy in our hearts. Yun yung meron tayo mga Kristiyano. Amen? Kaya tayo ay magpuri sa Panginoon. Let's pray, Lord, thank you for the joy that we have in you, O Father. Thank you for bringing that to our lives, O God. Indeed, we need that, your presence in our lives, O Father. That's why we can come before you with boldness, with confidence, in worshiping you, O God, today, because you have placed that joy in our hearts. So today we rejoice, O God, as we sing praises to your name. May this give a pleasing aroma to your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's all clap to the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. To the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. We will sing, sing, sing. Joy to the world. We will sing, sing, sing. Joy to the world. the day you made. So I'll rejoice and be glad, rejoice and be glad in it. This is where I believe that you are more than enough for me. You are faithful to your promise. You are strong when I am weak. When I'm standing in your presence, I have everything I need. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Sing, oh my soul, oh my soul, bless His name. All that is within me, say, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Let's sing Jesus. Jesus, come what may, you are worthy of all, worthy of all my praise. You are faithful to your promise. You are strong when I am weak. When I'm standing in your presence, I have everything I need. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The Lord is
Whoa. one second, we give God the glory. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. He cries, the
is the glory. Oh, indeed, Lord, what a beautiful name it is. I reiterate the lyrics of this song. You were the Word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. You didn't want heaven without us, so Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great. Your love was greater. What could separate us now? You silenced the boast of sin and grave. Oh Lord, we are forever grateful and thank you for what you have done for us and for the truth contained in this song. Maraming pong maraming salamat. Thank you, Lord, as well for your protection, for all your provision for each and every one of us for the year 2024, which is almost over now. Lord, maraming pong maraming salamat. Thank you, Jesus. In Isaiah 9, verse 6, and partly 7, it says, "For unto us a child is born, a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end." The Christendom and the church, actually, year after year, most often we will be hearing these verses being quoted. And the Christendom as well, year after year, we are celebrating Christmas. For us, especially Filipinos, we are known for, as early as the onset of Pear Month, we are already celebrating Christmas through songs, or through Christmas songs and Christmas carols. One specific song that has that impact and reverberate to me is the song Mary's Boy Child, because of the specific line in that song. And let me just quote two stanzas of that song. "Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say, Mary's boy child Jesus Christ was born on Christmas Day. Hark, now hear the angels sing, a new king born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day." That line, "and man will live forevermore," has that so much impact on me, because I always connecting it to the word of Jesus to Martha when he said, "He who believes in me, though he dies, yet he will live again." I am not that old, I keep on reiterating this, but I have seen those, my contemporaries, those who are a bit older than me, and definitely those much older than me, and even younger, as I was growing up, and at this moment of time in my life, I've seen how many of them passed away already. But I am always comforted by this, that one day, even though, because we know that they accepted the Lord, we will see them and we will meet them again. And now, going back to the Isaiah 9, verse 6, then when we say that "for unto us a child is born," we always see the Christendom celebrating Christmas with a baby in a manger. But the deeper meaning of Christmas, if we connect to that Isaiah 9, 6, and partly 7, it does not end with a baby in a manger. In fact, it goes and it progresses to the Lord Jesus walking down the Via Dolorosa and then being crowned forcefully with crown of thorns, and eventually was crucified to pay for our sins. But then it does not end there. This 9:6, when it says, "For the government will be upon his shoulder," that did not happen during his first advent. It will happen one day. He will come. We have that song in the church when we were still in our old church. Sinasabi natin doon sa kanta na yun, si Kristo ay namatay, si Kristo ay nabuhay, si Kristo ay buhay at darating sa kawakasan ng panahon. Back many years ago in 1990, when I was just starting in my work, I was part of a construction team doing that, building that Shangri-La car park in Shaw Boulevard in Mandaluyong. We have our boss, our management at that time, they have that kind of ritual, bringing live chicken and slaughter them at the site during groundbreaking and spreading the blood. This is for them to remove bad luck, and they are thinking, they are praying for no accident will happen during the construction. Inspired by that, actually I gathered coins, a lot of coins, and before the pouring of the first foundation, I took some of my colleagues and I asked them, this is not for prosperity, but it's a declaration of faith of that coming kingdom. I throw all these coins just before we pour the first concrete under the below the third basement, declaring that one day the Lord will come, and it may be 100, 200, or 300 years from that time, and we will be resurrected. I said, I will come back to this building, because declaring my faith, and that our bodies transcends even that kind of foundation, thick concrete, I will see and pick up this coin in my mind, in declaring it to my colleague at that time. So having that in mind, that we have this promise of return of the Lord Jesus Christ, that blessed hope keeps us from having that kind of hope, that whatever happens in this life, whether we have problems, we have trouble, whatever things, you will be beset with illness, knowing that this one day will come. We have that blessed hope. Mga kapatid, I encourage you to have that. And so the Christmas brings not only baby in a manger when we have an imagination, but please be reminded that Christmas does not end there. As we connect it to Isaiah 9:6, it will culminate when the Lord Jesus will return. And He will bring us with Him. In fact, when we were saying last time, Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. I just want to encourage you with that word. Shall we pray? Aming Panginoon, maraming salamat sa inyong kabutihan. Salamat po sa inyong katotohanan and the amazing gift of this Christmas. We thank you, Lord, for sending our Lord Jesus, na nagkatawang tao, naging lamb who was sacrificed for our sins. Siya po, Panginoon, ang namatay and then na-resurrect. And He has defeated sin and death, offering eternal life to all of us who trust in Him. Lord, we are grateful that you came into this broken world. Lord, kami po ay masaya. Kami po, Panginoon, ay nagagalak. And you fulfilled all these prophecies. Pinago po niyo ang mga maraming buhay, and you continue to transform hearts today. We rejoice that you are alive forever and that you will come again to bring your perfect peace to this weary world. Father, we pray for those who are here burdened and tired. May they find hope in the promise of your return. May your Spirit fill their hearts with joy and peace. And may we all live with the hope of your coming again to end all this suffering and pain. Lord, we thank you for everyone who are here who continue to be faithful. And as we continue to listen to your word today, Lord, and hear the message, lalo pa po itong tumimo sa aming mga puso, Lord, at lumalim kami sa inyo. We thank you. We praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray all of this. Amen.
Good afternoon, church. Good afternoon. Please turn to your neighbor and say to your neighbor, Merry Christmas. Yan. Ngitian po naman natin. Christmas na po. Okay? Okay, right now we will proceed to honor God by our offering. Let us read the Word of God. Let us read Proverbs 3, verse 9 to 10. Let us read. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruit of all your crops. Then the barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vat will brim over with new wine. Let us read our response. As an act of faith, obedience, and worship, we joyfully bring our tithes and offering to the Lord. We acknowledge Him as our source and provider. honoring Him with the fruits of our labor. May our lives reflect His love, goodness, and kindness. Amen. Okay, let us pray. Father God, we thank you, O God, for all that you have done in our lives. We thank you, O God, for all the provision, favor, and blessing that we have received in the past days, O God. We thank you, O God, for showering us with your abundant blessing and for always strengthening us, keeping us safe, and keeping us healthy. As a sign of our gratitude for the goodness you have shown on us, we bring these tithes and offering before you to honor and thank you. May you always be glorified in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us give cheerfully to the Lord.
We will be welcoming our first-timers. Kayo po na nandito sa kauna-unahang pagkakataon. We will be calling your name. As we call on your name, maaari po ba kayong tumayo? The church will just pray for you. And just want to also tell you that at the end of the service, yung pong usher na katabi nyo, they will bring you one of these rooms. Maybe take 5 or 10 minutes of your time just to tell more about the church. We have a friend, a guest by the name of Bria Darrell. Maaari po bang tumayo? Welcome. We have Christine Joy Ursua. And we have Raislin Derilo. Welcome, sisters. The whole church welcoming you. And sa hindi lang itong kauna-unahan, bumalik kayo if you are here for a long time for you to grow in the Lord. So, meron po bang bago ipag-pray sila? Meron po rin dito na nandito for the second or even third and fourth time. Meron po ba? Ah, welcome. Thank you. Thank you for coming back. Shall we stretch forth our hands as we pray for them? Lord, we thank you for our guests today. We just pray for them as one congregation. We speak forth blessings sa kanila pong buhay, Rhea, Christine, and Raislin. Lord, whatever their desires and even their plans in Singapore, Lord Jesus, you know it. Lord Jesus, kayo pong mag-prosper sa kanila. And we just continue to just lift them up to you, Panginoon. Kayo nga po, Panginoon, mag-deal sa kanila. And you know them by name. You know them personally. And Lord Jesus, may also they respond to you as they continue and as they begin to hear your word today. Maraming pong salamat. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Maaari po bang tumayo tayong lahat and let us greet one another. we will be calling those who are celebrating their birthdays this month of December. Maaari po ba kayong tumayo? The church will just pray for you and just greet you. Once again for the added year to our brother and sisters, as Lord dinagdag po ninyo yung isang taon sa kanilang buhay, we continue to pray that you will continue to just bless them and even be with them, Lord, in ups and downs in their lives. Kayo po ang sumakanila, and we continue, Lord, na maasa po kami sa inyo, Panginoon. As we continue to listen to your word, lalalim po kami, Lord, and we will continue to celebrate the life that you have given. Given us. We thank you in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Just turn to the person beside you and tell that person, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Wow! Isa pa ha? Pero gawin nyo, magmano kayo. Baka ninang-ninang yun. One more time, magmano kayo beside the person. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish... Baka maging ninang mo yan. Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Wala daw nag-bless sa kanya, siya na lang mag-bless sa sarili niya. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for this day. Let me highlight a few announcements. One is our early morning prayer. Tuloy-tuloy po ito. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 5 a.m. and then Sunday, 6 a.m. There's the Zoom link. Please do join us. And then this coming week, we will have our midweek prayer. We will have it here, 7:30 p.m., Shekinah Hall. Do join us. If you finish your work, do join us and pray with us and worship with the Lord with us. And then this coming season holiday, ito po ang ating worship services. Starting next week, December 15, December 22, December 29, we will only have one service. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, one service. That will be at 10 a.m. And also on Christmas Day in January 1, we will have a service pa rin po. And you know, we want to open the church, especially those who are seeking design for more of God. We take time to have study of God's Word, but also have time of fellowship. Now, the December 15 next week, after the service, we will have a short Christmas party. Okay? Sabi mo sa katabi mo, invited ka. So next week, we will have a short Christmas party after the service, and it will be potblessed. So do with your care group, do take time, coordinate, and it will be potblessed. And of course, if you want to join the exchange gift, minimum of $15, ipak niyo po siya, and then do join on that day. So pack mo lang pula, and then we will do the exchange gift. And also last, we will also have best dress. Ngayon, investors na ito, hindi individual. Either by family or by care group. Kasi baka magtampo yung iba, bakit hindi ako pinili? Ang ganda-ganda pa naman ang sungay ko. So we will have a breast dress, but rather than individual, we will look at the group. Okay? Take note, it is... Ang team po ay Christmas team. Colored ng team, ng Christmas. Hindi po Disney princess. Okay? Hindi siya Disney princess. Take note. Again, hindi Disney princess, but Christmas theme. Alright. Praise the Lord. In a couple of weeks, we will be celebrating Christmas and New Year. Praise the Lord. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. And we thank God for His mercy. Amen? We thank God for His grace, and we thank God for His faithfulness in our lives. And the reason why we are alive, the reason why we are here today, because of God. Amen? Kaya sabi mo, the reason why you're here, because of God. because of His grace and mercy in our lives. Amen? And we thank the Lord for that. He's so been so faithful throughout the months, and we thank the Lord. Now, I would like us to stand as we read our text this afternoon, and we'll be reading from Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 to 25. Let's stand. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 to 25. Let's read. Now, the word of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with a child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but he knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, come and lead us as we dive into your word, your sacred word. Lord, open our ears in our heart that we may hear from you. I pray, Lord, that as we look into your word, let the many of us be encouraged. Be reminded, Lord, in times of our life, Lord, may our eyes be focused on you. Panginoon, salamat sa time nito. We ask, Lord, that you come and take over our service. And any one of us here in this place need encouragement, let them be encouraged. Lord, if any one of our brothers and sisters here are perplexed and confused, I pray that your word will encourage them and give them comfort. Panginoon, salamat that we have this opportunity to study your word. Give us a heart that's good soil so that we may receive your word and may we apply it in our lives. Salamat, Panginoon. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I've entitled the sharing today, Life Unexpected Surprises. Life's Unexpected Surprises. Many of us already knew and repeatedly hear the story and how Jesus was born. How God picked a godly woman and a godly man, a simple person, to fulfill God's plan of bringing the Savior of the world. In the text that we have read, we know that Mary and Joseph already have a plan for the future. May plano na sila. Probably they were excited to get married, and they are very excited probably to have their own family. Now, in those times, people get married, there's three stages. Hindi lang isa. Today, isa lang eh. But in those times, in ancient time, when people get married, there'll be three stages. What are the stages? First stage is engagement. It is when the parents will come and they will bring the couple and they will just introduce one another. Nahihayan. They will be introduced, eto si Joseph, eto si Mary, si Joseph, So they will be introduced. That's engagement. And then the second part is betrothed. Their being betrothed means it's a promise that marriage will take place. It's legally binding. That it's considered that everybody knows, the people know that they are match na silang dalawa and they'll just be waiting for at the time of marriage or wedding or the marriage. So, this betrothal period is legally binding. They are already married, pero hindi pa sila nagsama. Now, in those time, during betrothal and wedding, this is the time where the groom will go to his father's house and prepare a room. You remember what Jesus said? I will go and prepare a room, then I'll come back. Remember? And that's the meaning of that. Bago sila magpakasal, ang gagawin ng lalaki, the guy will go back to his home place and prepare a room. Pinipipipare niya muna yung kailangan bago sila magkasal. So ayun ang set up nila. Those is their culture. And during the wedding day, normally it's either 2 days, 3 days, sometime 2 weeks ang wedding. Kaya you read the scripture there, naubusan ng wine because it was a long, I would say it's many days of festivity. So ito yung process. But as we read our text, we see that Jesus' birth interrupted their plan. Na-interrupt yung plano ni Mary and Joseph. Nalaman nila na buntis si Mary. It was an unexpected surprise. It was an unplanned event that shocked and confused Joseph when he found out that Mary was pregnant. Now, ilagay niyo yung sarili niyo kay Joseph shoe. If you were Joseph and you found out yung babae magiging asawa mo, the person that you're gonna be wedding with ay buntis. She's pregnant. What will you feel? You think, ang landi mo. Well, right? Betrayed? Confused? Remember, when he found out, there's no angel yet, okay? There's no angel. Angry? Frustrated? Probably there's a lot of anxiety. He will be saddened, disappointed. He will be probably discouraged. And the list goes on because what? You promised to marry me, but yet, may dala-dala ka. Sino yung tatay? See, Joseph have a set of expectation in direction sa buhay. Joseph had laid down his desire in his plans. Joseph knew what he wanted and what he hoped to happen. However, everything he wanted was taken away. All of his hope, his dreams suddenly disappeared and vanished because of the interruption of his life. Biglang yung plano na ito, I went to my father's house, built a house, and I came back to you, you're pregnant. What is this? You see, brother and sister, there are times in our lives we will face life unexpected surprises. When I say unexpected surprise, it means a special event that comes without warning. Na bigla. We don't anticipate it. It can be positive, it can be negative. Pag positive, we love it. But many times, many of us don't like negative events in our life, right? Because it will disappoint us, it will discourage us, it will shock us. Now, many of us would say, some of us would say that there are times we live like Joseph. We have our own plans, we have our own expectation, and then suddenly, may interruption sa buhay. Maybe you got married, but your marriage is turning something that you don't want it to be. Mahal mo siya, nagsimula kaya ngayon, parang naglalabuan na kayo. There's some marriage like that. Maybe you work so hard sa Singapore, you are here working hard sa Singapore to provide for your family, to your children. Yet instead of them supporting you, sila pa ang source ng problema nyo. Trabaho ka ng trabaho ng trabaho, wala kang problema sa Singapore, pero ang problema ay galing sa? Lahat ikaw ang problema. Ikaw lahat na pupuntahan. Pahingin pera, ito na naman, si Elo nag-away, si Tita, si Lola nag-away, ikaw magsosop, nandito ka sa Singapore. You experience that? You are here working so hard to provide, to give your best to your family, yet they are the one who are giving you more problem. Instead of helping you, they are hurting you. You have expectation, but you don't get it. Now, you're in a company. You're working in an office, and you're loyal to that office, but suddenly you receive a termination letter. You wanted to grow your business, but yet you're struggling. Now, in terms of ministry, you have so much plan and desire to reach out for more people, yet circumstances don't permit the people. Your leadership, your workers suddenly decided to go back to Pilipinas and even go migrate to ibang bansa. And sometimes the ministry hampered. You have certain expectation, yet parang ang hirap kumilos dahil hindi nangyayari. While in Singapore, suddenly you're working and then you were diagnosed with the sickness. Or probably you received bad news sa Pilipinas regarding a loved one that you lost. You see, because of all this interruption, because of all these unplanned events and unexpected surprises, like Joseph, we are confused, discouraged, and broken. But the question, how then we should we respond when we are in this situation? Now, as we look at the narrative, let me suggest a few things. And the first thing we can learn when we are experiencing interruption in our life, first thing we should learn is this: unexpected surprises is part of life, even to those who love and fear God. Sabi mo sa tabi mo, it's part of life. It's part of life. I believe Mary and Joseph were simple and godly people. They were just doing their things. They're just living their life. There's no clear indication that they were sinning, but they were just following what's necessary. Yet in the text that we have read, it's clear that even if you're godly, a person who loves God and fears God, even if you have a right motive, even if you have good intention and it's honorable, there will be moments in our life that you suddenly, that life goes south. There are moments in our life, there are times in our life that things are not going in our own way. Now, Christians are not exempted to these kinds of event. Yung mga surprises na ito. Now, let me clarify a few things. It is one thing to live in the will of God and experiencing this. It's another thing to live not in the will of God and facing the consequences. If you are living not according to the will of God, being wayward, you will face consequences. But if you are walking in straight path and seeking His will, and then there are moments that ganito nangyayari, that's part of life. You see, it's good to plan. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, it's good to plan. It's good to prepare. But we need to accept the fact that our future is not in our hands. We need to accept the fact that our future is not in our hands. And the book of James reminds us on how we should respond. Sabi sa James chapter 4, it says here, "Come now, who you say, today or tomorrow we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead," look in this verse, "instead you ought to say, if the Lord's will, we will live and do this and that." Now he's not going against of planning, but rather he's giving us the right attitude in how we ought to pray. We need not to be proud, but rather said, "Lord, eto ang gusto ko, let your will be done." When you have that attitude, when the interruption comes, you will not be shaken because your heart is prepared. Alam mo na sinurrender mo lahat sa Panginoon. But when things come, you said, "Lord, let your will be done." After I graduated from school, I worked in an investment firm for 2 years. But our company was gone through certain issues sa aming business dahil mayroong court case. Nagka-court case ang aming kumpanya. And it was, I would say I was discouraged because I really wanted to be rich para makabili ako ng building. Ipaparenta ko sa Living Word. I really want to be rich. So that's why I took economics. But when that thing happened, I was confused. I said, "God, I serve you in the worship team. I serve you in the youth. I serve you in the mission. I always follow Pastor Jerry. Palagi niya akong inutusan. But now you're giving me this and you're not giving me a good job. What's happening, Lord?" And God opened the door for opportunity to start a business. Meron may nag-hire sa akin to sell bubble tea. Bubble tea. Sabi mo sa atin mo, bubble tea. Masarap ang bubble tea. But yet, I still have question, "Lord, I have degree. I can do more. Why bubble tea? Why? You see, God taught me, if I have to go through that process again, I will allow it, because the most important thing that I learned is when I was down there, when I don't have things laid out, but I know God knows the best. God knows the best. Let me encourage you with this quote. When things don't go as planned, remember that God has a far better plan in store. When I was working in bubble tea, yung mga tira na bubble, sino umuubos? Kaya lumaki dyan ko. There are moments, he said, Lord, why? But you know, the scripture said, instead, if the Lord's will, we live and do this. Not with pride, but rather humility, Lord. I can't control my future. It belongs to you. Remember, unexpected surprises are part of life. Kaya hawakan mo yung katabi mo at pisilin mo yung kamay. Sabi, it's part of life. Hawak lang. Sige, gisingin mo yan. Second thing we learn, unexpected surprises reveal the condition of our hearts. It reveals the condition of our hearts. When people are put in the spot, when things are not going on their own way, it will reveal the true conditions of the heart. For example, Peter, when Jesus was taken captive, what did Peter do? He took the sword of the soldier and cut the high priest, sabi the high priest, servant. Cut off the ear. He responding in anger, and some he's probably responding in fear. He was responsive. It's a sudden act. He responded. And I would believe, and I suggest that the reason why he's responding out of fear. Nagre-retaliate siya. There's another person who, when things are not on his preference, is King Saul. Si King Saul, what happened to him in David began to win battles. People started singing song. Ang kanta ng mga tao, King Saul killed 1,000. King David killed 10,000. King Saul killed 1,000. King David Saul killed 10,000. And he begins to be jealous towards David to the point that he wants to kill David. You see, when the tide of life changes, they will reveal the states of our heart. Means condition ng ating puso. Will we respond in godly way or will we respond in frustration or anger? Now notice how Joseph in our text responded. He says here, and her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. You have to understand in those contexts, in those times when a person have committed adultery o meron siyang dala-dala na hindi niya kanyang anak. If let's say this lady was found committing adultery, there's two consequences. One, the person will be humiliated publicly. Ipopost siya sa Facebook. Lakalat kung sino siya. Second thing, they will stone her to death. And you can read that in Deuteronomy. So, instead of doing that, Joseph, even though he was hurt and betrayed, he chose to divorce her quietly. You see, Joseph's heart was revealed. He did not strike back. He did not take revenge. Instead, he showed mercy and grace and forgiveness to her. Now, there's another Joseph in the Old Testament. This Joseph was sold by his brothers. He was sold as a slave. And for many years, he suffered. He became a slave. He became a prisoner. And by God's mighty hand, he became the prime minister of Egypt. Yet, the most challenging part of his life, I suggest, was when he confronted his brother when he was on the throne. Yung nakita niya yung mga kapatid niya. Hari, ano na siya, prime minister, at dumapit yung mga kapatid niya. At nakita niya. If you read the book in Genesis, you notice how he responded when he saw his brother, yung mga kapatid niya nagbenta sa kanya. Nakita niya. Ano ginawa ni Joseph? Pumunta sa kwarto at umiyak. He cried. It was a struggle because, you know, he has the power. Now he's the upper hand. He can just crush them. But despite of that interruption, he chose to forgive and seek reconciliation. You see, the moments when things are not going on our way, consider the condition of your heart. How are you responding? Are you responding in the ways of God? Or are you responding in the flesh? Or responding in your own way? Remember, mga kapatid, unexpected surprises reveal the condition of our heart. Thirdly, unexpected surprises redirect us to embrace God's divine purpose. If you read the narrative, you notice that God did not let them by themselves. He intervened to their situation. Similarly, when we are confronted with interruptions sa ating buhay, let us not fret and panic, but rather consider what God is doing. Huwag tayo magpanic. Consider what God is doing. You see, there are moments when God uses unexpected events, interruptions sa ating plano, to lead us to what God is calling us to do. Therefore, may we humble ourselves to seek God's intention and wholeheartedly obey what He's calling us to do. Seek His intention and obey wholeheartedly. Now read verse 20 to 21. We read here. But as he considered this thing, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife. For what is which is conceived her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from sin. There's a few principles that we can learn here. And the first principle is this. Don't rush. Take time to give some thought. Sabi mo sa tabi mo, don't rush. Notice the verse, he said, but as he considered these things, he did not rush. Joseph did not allow his emotion to take over him. He did not allow his frustration, his anger, his confusion, his discouragement to dictate what he needs to do. He considered all things. He did not rush. He composed himself and gave some thoughts to the situation. When certain things happen in our life, many times we let emotion take over. Do you agree? Sometimes we make emotion take over. I learned this from a mentor of mine. Sabi sa akin, Ruel, pag ikaw ay dumaan sa situation, when you're facing situation, then don't let emotion take over. Take time. May it be in sad time, or angry time, or frustration time, or happy time. Don't make a rush decision. Huwag biglaan. Calm down. Don't rush. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, don't rush. Don't rush. I was counseling a young man and sabi niya, Kuya Ruel, I really want to quit ministry. I really want to quit because I don't like some people. Then I told him, you don't like some people, why? I don't like, you see the face. I don't like it. So, you see, there are times you let emotion triggers us to respond. Don't rush. So my advice is, don't rush. Take time, ponder on this thing. Bakit ka ba galit sa kanya? Why was the issue ba? Gusto mo ba siya? Hindi. Baka crush mo lang. So don't rush. So he said, I don't like. You see, brothers and sisters, there are moments that you're triggered by the person beside you. Sa care group, sa ministry, yung care group leader, parang ganyan, galit na galit ka. You know, and then you want to leave the care group or you want to leave the ministry. Don't rush. You're just acting in emotion. Take time, pause. Don't rush. So I told that brother, don't rush. Because sometimes if you rush and you let emotion just drives you, you know what? You'll miss what God is asking you to do. You'll miss the plan of God in your life. If you just jump, you'll miss what the Lord is preparing you to do if you let emotion. So don't rush. Tell the person beside you, don't rush. Another example, probably somebody knocking in your heart. Someone is knocking in your heart. Some of you might get married. Someone is knocking in your heart. Dahil nanood ka kay Alden, so yung heart mo ay punong-puno ng love. Some is knocking in your heart and sabi sa iyo, I will dine with you. Let me come in. Pero hindi si Lord, someone else is knocking at your heart. Again, the answer is don't rush. Kahit kahuwig niyan si Alden. Mas maganda humanap ka ng hindi ako sabi doon ha. Don't rush. Don't rush. Don't rush. Lay it before the Lord. Before you make a decision, don't let emotion trigger you. Second thing we learn here, learn to wait upon His Word. Learn to wait upon His Word. If you read the verse, God sent an angel to send a message to Joseph. Now, in the Christian circle, some people believe that God speaks through dreams. Some group of people don't say that they no longer speak in dreams. Now, I don't have the time. The testing, 1, 2, test, okay. Now, I don't have the time to explain in detail about spiritual natural event. However, let us not lose sight of the main intention of the text. The main intention of the narrative is this. The primary purpose of the dream is to bring God's word to Joseph. Yun lang. The main intention of the dream is to send the message to Joseph. God's word to Joseph. Many times, ang focus natin yung dream eh. Pero ang real intention yun is God's message to reach Joseph. Therefore, we need to learn to wait upon His word, to meditate upon His word, asking the Holy Spirit to illuminate so that we can understand His word. And a few things that we can learn. God's word brings encouragement. The text here, Joseph, son of David, do not fear. You know, there are moments when interruption come and you started to panic. Where would you go? You run to His word and meditate His word. Pray and asking, Lord, reveal your plans, reveal your purpose. Meditate in His word. And He will, then those fear that you have in your heart will disappear. It will calm your heart. It removes the doubt because, you know, His word is alive. His word is alive. And the more you read His word, you understand who He is. Second thing, God's word not only brings encouragement, God's word gives us instruction and reveals its intention. God will not leave His servant perplexed. Ano ba ang perplexed? Parang deep word yun ah. Now, side note, I remember ang perplexed means confused of the mind. Why I memorized the word perplexed? Ano lang to, side joke lang. When I was in high school, I was class monitor. Yung isang classmate ko, hindi pumasok sa school dahil masakit ang tiyan. So being a class monitor or class president, you will put the reason, Chun-Li, meaning what's happening, what's the reason. So I put stomach perplexity. So sabi mo perplexity. So if you're with your employer and sabi niyo, can you do this? Ma'am, I'm perplexed. Confused. But you know, God will not leave us confused. We read in His word, the Lord give. Si Lord ang nag-interrupt ng plano nila, but the Lord also will give you the direction. Amen? They have already planned, but suddenly God interrupted them. You know, God will not leave them alone. God will not lead them astray, but God will promise them that He will guide them and He have His way. That's why He sent the angel to reveal His word, ang plano ng Panginoon sa kanila. Kaya when you're going through interruption, certain surprises in your life, don't fret. The Lord knows, but He's also promised to lead you as you meditate upon His word and be guided by the Spirit. Amen? Kaya don't be perplexed. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, don't be perplexed. Alright, what Amos 3:7 says, "For the Lord God does nothing without revealing His secrets to His servants, the prophet." You see, few things, also third thing that we learn here, trust and obey. It's one thing to receive His word, but it's another thing to trust and obey. Look at what this text here in the last verse in 24 to 25, he says, when Joseph woke up from sleep, some of you are sleeping. Woke up from sleep. He did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, first thing, he took his wife. These were the instruction of God, took him as his wife. And then but knew her not until she gave birth to a son. And he called his name Jesus. The two instructions that they were given to him to what? To take Mary as his wife and to give the name Jesus. Why name? Because it means legally sa kanya, legally. And if you read the earlier verse, it said, Joseph, son of David. It means he's in the lineage of David. So he says there. But what caught me attention to this? He said, trust and obey. What caught me when he obeyed is this. Look at the verse again. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son. And he called his name Jesus. Notice the line, but he knew her not until she had given birth to a son. Until she has given birth to a son. You see, Joseph chose to trust God and obey above pursuing his own desires. He waited for God's plan to be fulfilled and then his own plan and agenda. Following his will comes at a cost. And oftentimes, it requires of surrendering our wants and agenda temporarily. There are times when we desire to follow His will. We have to lay down anong gusto natin. Paminsan kasi double eh. May double, meron kang agenda rito, tas may plano ang Panginoon, pinag-mimix. But there are times that the Lord said, let go of your agenda, but follow what I want you to do. And this is a cost. I remember when, before I was called to full-time, I have my own plan. Sabi ko, Lord, ito ang negotiate namin kay Lord. Lord, gusto kong magkasariling bahay. Gusto kong magkalimang anak. Kaya ni iwas yan. Gusto ko ng ganito. May plano ako. I have laid on my plans. Lord, I want this. But suddenly, God spoke to me, Ruel, it's now. You don't have all this thing yet, but it's now. You see, brother and sister, when you want to follow the will of God, there are times there will be costs that you have to make, that you have to withhold what you want in your own agenda, but God is calling you to jump and do what He wants. And you know what? When you follow God's will, He will provide what you need. But many times we are holding on the things that we want, you see. Joseph followed God. He said he wait until the promise of God, until Jesus was born, then he take what he wants. There are seasons in our life that God wants us to focus on what He wants. This is a Christmas message, huh? Christmas message too. But Christmas message doesn't mean it has to be feeling nice. But sometimes it's, if you read the text, you see, when the Lord works, when God interrupts our plan, there are times that we have to let go of the things that are hindering us. Or even sometimes the things that we want. There comes a cost. Sabi doon, he took her but knew her not. What does it mean, knew her not? In those texts, knew her not. Ibig sabihin, okay, mga matured, ibig sabihin, they get to know each other intimately. Joseph withhold his desire so that he can fulfill the desire and plans of God. But when you obey, remember this, is no longer about you. It changes you because our obedience is no longer transforming us, but it will have a rippling effect towards people around us, shaping the lives of others. You see, when God interrupts you and calls you to follow His will, it's not just because of your sa iyo lang, but ang plano ng Panginoon ay gagamitin ka ng Panginoon para more people will be blessed. And more people will know the saving knowledge of God. See, our obedience not only transforms us, but also have a rippling effect towards people around us. How among you came to Singapore? You don't know Jesus, but now you know Jesus. Amen? Who among you? When you came here, you know, suddenly you know Jesus, and now what happened? It have an impact to your family back home sa Pilipinas, right? It has an impact now. See, our obedience not only transform us, but it fulfill the plan of the Lord in our life. Kaya sabihin mo sa katabi mo, put God first. Put God first. Now, last, unexpected surprises, last one, unveil our deepest needs. You see, God knows our deepest needs. He knows the number of your hair. He knows anong original ang kulay ng buhok mo. If your color gold, brown, hindi ito na yan. Baka gray. God discern your thoughts. God knows the condition of your heart. God knows the situation of your soul. God knows man's deepest needs. In the text that we have read, we can implicitly, two things that being highlighted here. The deepest needs is explained is implicitly by the introduction of the two names, the names of Jesus and the name Emmanuel. Jesus means what? Yahweh is salvation. God will save. The people in those times, ang desire nila is to be saved from their own problem, to be saved from their own situation, to be saved so that they can be liberated from Roman rule. But Jesus is different. He wanted to save them, not just the outside problem, but what's happening inside. Man's need is to be saved from sin. Man's need. Let me read verse 21. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Ang dinideal ng Panginoon, hindi lang external problema lang, but problema sa loob natin. See, God is more concerned with addressing the root issue, cause of the issue, than the temporary circumstances we face. God is more concerned sa nangyayari sa ating puso rather than temporary things that we're facing. You see, let me give you an example. Even if you take away the external problems, say external, external, labas. Kung ang puso ay hindi na-address, yung problema ay nandun pa rin. Do you agree? Even if you take the external problem, if we are not liberated from sin and dwelling and living in sin and have no relationship with the Lord, there will be lingering emptiness embodied in our heart. Kahit tanggalin problema. Let me give you example. Ang sweldo mo ay $500. Kulang? Kulang. So sabi mo kay Lord, Lord, I need more. Binigyan ka ni Lord ng 1,000. Kulang? Sabi dito, kulang, kulang, pastor, kulang. Naku, parang di mo niya umakaw. Kulang. $1,000. So he said, kulang. Parang kulang. O sige, tataasan natin ng $2,000. Kulang, hindi. Enough. Kulang pa rin. You see? So again, binigyan ka ni Lord ng $500,000. Kulang o hindi? Nako. Some people to them is kulang because hindi ma-afford yung kanyang Chanel, yung kanyang Lalamove, Lazada, Shopee, Shein, ano pa? NTUC, may Giant siya nabili, mayroon Challenger, Best Denki, sa Laura, gagaling nyo ha. Kulang pa rin yung 5,000 kasi nga, bili ng bili. I'm not saying that it's wrong to buy, ha? And I'm saying, so hingi siya, Lord, kulang ang 5K, can you give me 10? And let's say the Lord gave you 10. Kulang pa rin, bakit? Kasi bili ka pa rin ng bili, ng bili, ng bili, hindi mo naman kailangan. 10 na nga ang Chanel bag mo. Bili ka pa rin ng bili, tapos kukun... I need to spend more for my tour. I'm going to Batam next month, Bintan next month, and then JB next month. So bili ka ng bili na bili. Kahit binigyan kang 10,000, kahit bigyan ka bang more, do you think the problem will be solved? No, the problem is inside because you still want and there's greed in you. Because there's no this, you're not content at all. The problem is not the amount, the problem is because you're not content with what the Lord has given you. See, sometimes you try to remove the problem external, but the real problem that God sees is the sin in our heart, in our lives. I give you an example. I realize this as I counsel married people. If you have a rebellious and a submissive spirit to your parents, when you get married, that rebellious and unsubmissive parents will manifest against sa inyong asawa pagtapos na ang honeymoon period. Aking example, ikaw ay rebellious sa parents mo ngayon, pasaway ka, garing, eh, meron kang boyfriend, kasama mo, so sweet na sweet kayo. After the honeymoon period, if that character is not removed, you're gonna bring that attitude in your marriage. You're gonna bring that attitude. I learned this. That is sweet na sweet kayo. For many years, sabi mo, pag nilimutan patayin yung ilaw, sasabihin ng misis mo, sweetheart, yung light. Right? After 5 years, nalimutan yung ilaw, sasabihin sa'yo, hoy, light! Because the honeymoon period is over. Come on, married people. Do you agree? When the honeymoon period is over, sometimes nawawala yung intimacy and you realize this. Katulad sa transformer, more than meets the eye. Parang, there's, you will be like, aba, iba pala siya. Similar, kapatid. The problem is not external. The Lord is dealing what's happening in our heart. And God want to deal with the real issue is that sin. That's why He sent Jesus so that we can be delivered from sin and we can be victorious over that sin. So that we can have that relationship with Him. When you know, when you surrendered your life to God and you are repented of your sin, you know God is dwelling in you. And God and you have that intimacy. The Lord will walk with you and help you to overcome all the struggle you face. No longer struggling with that sin because you're victorious because of Jesus. You see, this event in His life, this interruption revealed the condition of His heart and also the greatest need of man is a Savior, is salvation. I like what Sage Spurgeon said, the more Christ reigns in the heart, the more sin is conquered in the life. The more Christ reigns in our heart, the more sin is conquered in the life. Jesus was sent so that we may be not only being saved and have that relationship, but also to help us overcome the struggle we face because of sin. Kaya paminsan, madali tayo magpuna ng ibang situation, circumstance, event in life. We blame other people, but the real problem is sa loob. Jesus as our Savior. The other name that was introduced in our text was Emmanuel, God with us. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us. Such a wonderful promise that we can hold, especially when we face unexpected event in our life. When we don't know what to do, when we don't know where to go, when all plans has failed, what we can do, Lord? We know you are with me. Amen? Knowing that Jesus is with us, give us faith and hope to continue on. Do you know the last verse in Matthew? The last verse is in Matthew. He says in 28:20, he says, "Here, behold, I am with you always to the end of the very age." To the end of the age. It's a promise. Before Jesus went up, he said, he promised to his children, "Kasama mo ako sa mga interruption ng buhay na pinagdadaanan nyo, sa unexpected events, God's promise that I will be with you." When David was being chased with Saul, when David was being chased as a criminal, he know he can run to God because he needs God's presence. When Paul was going around reaching out churches, building churches, evangelizing, he was almost killed, but yet he knows something. God is with him. God is with him. Emmanuel, God is with us. Kaya pag may interruption sa buhay, remember this, God is with us. Tell the person beside you and tell that person, God is with us. As I conclude, call upon the worship team. We learn that unexpected surprises are part of life. Part ng buhay yon. Even godly and loving people that love Jesus, we face that. Also, it reveals the condition of our hearts. When we face interruption, it helps us to redirect ano ba ang plano ng Panginoon sa ating buhay. And last, unexpected surprises reveal the real condition ng ating mga puso. We thank the Lord. Amen? During this week, we had our devotion. During our devotion, normally we have it in our time of prayer, Tuesday. We gather as office team. We begin to talk. Tita Eva, when you came to Singapore, how long you're planning to stay? So we begin to ask each other, ikaw Tita Eva, how long? Wala si Tita Eva dito, no? Okay. She said she just wanted to stay here 1 year. When she came to Singapore, 1 year. 1 year lang daw. Pero tingnan mo. Sabi ko, tinanong ko sa kanya, how old were you when you came here? 27. How old are you now? Secret daw. She have a plan, but Lord, the Lord kept her. Among you, some of you said, Lord, 5 years lang. Right? Tapos uwi na ako sa Pilipinas, magsasenador ako doon. And how long are you now here? Naubusan ka na ng book. Nandito ka pa rin na. You have plans, but the Lord has a better plan. Amen. I asked Morel, how long will you plan to stay in Singapore? She said 10 years. And this is her 10th year. And during the 10 years, she received her PR. She is God's plan. In 10 years, doon mo na receive yung PR, but ang plano mo 10 years, but sa atin, it's God's plan. When we came here, it was just a holiday. March holiday, March to 1992. The plan was we're just gonna stay for about 1 or 2 months to be with my dad. walang budget air that time. Philippine Airlines is so expensive. One way 700, two way 1,400, times so ng apat yon ang mahal. And amount that money. So before we came here, my dad left some money sa Pilipinas for our tuition fee, but the tuition fee was taken. Naubos. So my dad said, "Okay, Ruel, dito muna kayo, dito muna tayo magstay." So we stayed for a while until nag-iipon siya. And my dad said, "Why not try to go school?" So we applied for school. Maybe mag-aral ka ng 1 year. You know what? Those plan we have, God has a better plan. Now, nandito ako nagpapastor. Who I don't know. So there are times when God interrupt your life. When He interrupt your life, don't react. Don't rush. Seek His will. Seek His plan. Seek His purpose. And when the Lord reveal His purpose to you, obey. Trust and obey. Don't delay. Because when you obey, the Lord will settle everything. He promised, seek ye first thy kingdom of God, and He give all those things that you need. He is the one that will provide. Because His plan is good, perfect. Amen? So gusto niyo ma-interrupt ang buhay niyo? Ayoko, ako ayoko. But when it happened, look upon the Lord and says, "Lord, let your will be done." Let's stand. Let me end with this quote and then we should worship the Lord. See, life, unexpected surprises, events, and even interruptions acts as a divine wake-up calls, gently reminding us of our deep need for a Savior. Also the priceless gift of His presence. When we face interruption, we have a Savior and we have His promise that He will be with us. Amen. Let's just worship the Lord and just say, "Lord, to You our hearts are open." Hallelujah.
Ever living God.
Interruptions. In the midst, Lord, of unexpected surprises. Those are moments, Lord, that you used to reveal yourself. Kung sino man po Panginoon sa amin dito ay dumadaan ng kahirapan o challenges in life, confusion, their plans may have been disrupted. But Lord, I pray that instead of looking with our own eyes, open our spiritual eyes to see that your plans are great. also, Lord, we ask God that you help us, empower us with your Spirit, so that as you reveal your word and instruct us in the things that needed to do, things that needed to be done, empower us to obey wholeheartedly. And thank you, because with your help, with your presence, we're able to do what you call us to accomplish. Lord, salamat. Hallelujah. Lord, you know all of our hearts here today. You discern our minds in our struggles. You can see those hearts that's empty. But thank you, Lord, that you send your Son to be with us. Thank you, Lord, that you send your Son to be the perfect sacrifice, that we may be overcomers, so that we may be saved from our sin. Thank you, Lord, sa promise ninyo, kung ano man po ang pinagdadaanan namin, in Emmanuel, God is with us. Hallelujah. Let's just raise our hand and receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face towards you and give you peace. Lord, we thank you, for we know that you are leading us nearer and nearer to you. And I pray during this season of Christmas, beyond all the gifts and all the festivities, I pray, Lord, that our heart and our mind will be in tune to you. More of you in our lives, Lord. More of you. Salamat, Panginoon. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. Brothers and sisters, thank you for joining us in our service. Turn to the person beside you and tell that person, don't be surprised. God bless everyone.